the FAIR Institute is we're about 6 months into the organization, and our goal is really to start to address a number of the acquisition reform issues. Our first paper was on, of course, insourcing, and a lot of people around the community have seen that. We just launched a series called Point of View Series. And the goal of that series is, through FAIR, really provide an open community for thought leaders such as David Lipman and others from government and industry to provide input into some of the issues going on in federal acquisition. And, of course, we know federal workforce, the acquisition workforce, is really one of the top ones, if not the top one. So we're lucky enough to have David start off the series with a great paper.
And so many issues facing the federal workforce, the acquisition workforce right now. David, talk a little bit about, because the title of it is very dramatic, A Call to Restructure the Acquisition Workforce. Give us a little bit of sense as to what you're talking about.
When people have been looking at the acquisition workforce problems today, mostly they talk in terms of increasing the numbers, how to recruit, how to retain and train acquisition workers to meet the growing requirements and all the demands. I think the idea of the paper is saying we've got to look beyond just getting more numbers in and start thinking about the environment we're bringing those people into, and how to structure an environment that will, one, make them want to stay, and two, help them achieve successful outcomes.
And in there you talk about a healthy, in quotes, acquisition environment. What does that mean? What is a healthy acquisition environment?
A healthy acquisition environment is one which creates partnerships between the various members of the acquisition workforce, such as program managers and contracting officers. It creates almost layers of employees so that if people are in an environment that nurtures their growth. It's right now acquisition is more of a production line environment where people are just churning out contracts. A healthier environment would allow them also to do some learning and sharing. Managers will have time to manage. A lot of managers today are just churning out their own contracts.
Well, one of the parts of the report that I really liked is you talked about the three phases of the acquisition process. Of course, pre-award, where you do all the stuff, and then the award, actual award part, and then the post-award process. And you talk about how so much time is focused on getting the contracts out, but not nearly enough either on the pre-award part or on the post-award part.
Right. In the acquisition community, we talk a lot about focusing on the big A acquisition as opposed to just procurement and contracting issues. And that big A encompasses the first and third phases in terms of defining requirements and then managing contractor performance afterwards. And it's important that we bring in people who are going to be capable of doing those jobs in the first phase of defining requirements and in managing contracts after award. And to do that, I think we need to create a structure in the profession that really allows for that. I don't think we're doing that right now.
Raj, we keep hearing about all these that the acquisition workforce is really stressed. Talk a little bit about how this report can help address the stress level in the acquisition workforce right now.
Well, yeah, I think David alluded to a couple of key things here. One is around a focus on numbers. We know that the overall acquisition workforce in terms of workload, et cetera, has grown. And we're trying to now address this through numbers. We really need to start taking a step back and saying, fundamentally, what are the issues that we need to address for acquisition, and how can the workforce address those? And so some of the things that that this report or this recommendation allows us to do is, one, we work in silos, and that's an important issue. So we talk about all the issues related to requirements management or contract management or performance management later on. But we have structured all our workforce to work in silos. First, we talk about contracting officers, and there's no really cross-training that's done, or there's no way to cross across boundaries. And so the whole idea of acquisition management series is a great one in that it starts to integrate and think about, you know, the way that acquisition, the entire life cycle, is done, and structuring and aligning people against that life cycle as opposed to putting them in these functional silos by process.
David, the report talks about creating a single acquisition series. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what that means and why that matters. Why is this important?
Well, as Raj just said, I think right now the professions are separate. I mean, contracting folks are in the 1102 series. Program managers don't have a series. I mean, they're really all over the place. And whenever we talk about trying to bring in the program management community, there's no community out there for us to define. The idea of having a single series is to bring them all under one roof and then create a training and learning and experiential environment that allows them to interact more easily, to be cross-trained with each other, to move around between the various things, and encourage that whole notion that they're all part of the same process and they're not just doing their contracting or doing their program management, that they're all part of a bigger acquisition process, and they need to partner together to achieve successful outcomes.